Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Pesachim is daf Ayin Aleph. We are behind. We are in Ayin Amud Aleph. Today we talk about the Chagiga Sidala as a continuation of yesterday's discussion. And we'll talk about the mitzvah of Simcha, Simchas Yontov. Okay, those are two big topics for today. We start with where we left off yesterday, and that is the mitzvah of Chagigas Yedalin. Okay, so as I mentioned yesterday, let's go into any Yontov. In a regular Yontov, so we have an obligation to bring carbon, not carbon, but rather carbonos. We have to bring multiple carbons. Carbonos come on any given Yontov? So number one, we have the Olas Re'iyah. So there's a mitzvah of Alila Rago, and when we get to Yerushalayim and we appear in Yerushalayim on Yontov itself, we bring a carbonola. That's number one. Number two, we bring Chagiga. Chagiga is a Shlamim. A Shlamim specific to the Yontov. It's called a Chagiga. It has all the rules and regulations of a Shlamim, but it's called a Chagiga. That's carbon number two. And carbon number three is what's called Shalmei Simcha. More Shlamim, but not as a Chagiga per se, not the formal carbon Chagiga, but more Shlamim, just so that we can be happy and rejoice. Being happy and rejoice, the Torah says on Yontov you have to be happy. V'samachta bechagecha. Every time you get right, every time you get to Yontov, there's a requirement to be happy. Ein simcha ela be. I know we say basa beyayin, which is based on a Gemara coming up later on. But truth be told, is that simcha really comes in the form of karmish shlamim and eating the meat of a karmish shlamim. So we bring other shami simcha to be as a fulfillment of this mitzvah of simcha. Okay, so quickly, three karbanos, olas re'iyah, chagiga, and shami simcha. Those are the three karbanos that every Jew is required to bring on the Yontov. On Pesach, obviously, there's another karban that everyone has to bring, and that's the karban Pesach, which on the 14th day of Nisan, it's not on Yontov, the day before Yontov, like we've only been spending the last few months discussing. But on Erev Yontov, we bring a karban Pesach, and we eat the karban Pesach on the night of on the first night, which we'll learn later on, where there's no mitzvah of simcha. But that's a point that we're going to speak about later on this morning. Good. Now, as we discussed yesterday's daf, there is another chagiga. It's called Chagigas Yedalin. Now, to say that it's really a chagiga in the literal sense, in the traditional sense, it's not, because as we just pointed out, the chagiga is a carbon that you bring on Yatav itself. What is Chagigas Yedalad? So as we learned yesterday's daf, and we learned the Mishnah yesterday, the Chagigas Yedalad is a shlamim that I bring on the 14th day of Nisan, and the purpose of which is to supplement my meal. Meaning that I'm only going to get a small piece of the carbon Pesach. As we finished yesterday's daf, we learned that has to be nala sova, that has to be eaten in a state of satiation. Meaning, like I described yesterday, your tank and your stomach is, let's say, 3/4 full with other food, and now what you're going to do is you're going to fill her up with carbon Pesach. Okay, but you want to get to 3/4. How do you get to 3/4? I'm just throwing out arbitrary numbers, but the basic idea is that you need to get mostly full. So how do I get to that point? So as we learned in yesterday's daf, that's the Chagigas Yedalad. The purpose of the Chagigas Yedalad is to supplement the meal. Now, the Mishnah pointed out already, going back to the Mishnah on Samach Tesamud Beis, you're not going to bring the Chagigas Yedalad some years, either for halachic reasons or for practical reasons. If for halachic reasons, let's say Shabbos, you're not going to bring the Chagigas Yedalad. It doesn't override the Shabbos. Although we'll learn this morning, somebody out there says it does. And it's not Ben Tema. And we'll learn about that later this morning. But it's not going to override the Shabbos. It's not. There's no obligation in the Torah to bring the Chagigas Yedalad. It's just a... it's supplementary. Another halachic reason why I wouldn't bring the Chagigas Yedalad. Let's say the Jewish people are bringing the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah. So the Karban Pesach is going to override the Tumah. But not the Chagigas Yedalad. That's not going to override Tumah. Another reason why I wouldn't bring the Chagigas Yedalad, said the Mishnah, we don't need it. In other words, there's plenty of Karban Pesach. We're a small group. There's plenty of Karban Pesach to go around for everybody. I just don't need it. Okay, so for a host of those reasons, so the Mishnah already told us, I don't need to bring Chagigas Yedalad every year, and some years I may not. Okay. Adkan, that's what we discussed yesterday, and we are now going to continue. We're going to be introduced today to a shita amongst the Tanaim, and that is Ben Tema. Now, Ben Tema, I think it's Yehuda Ben Tema. It's the only Ben Tema I can think of off the top of my head. But Ben Tema is of the opinion that the Chagigas Yedalad is basically going to take on the personality of the Karban Pesach. Let's see it inside. In other words, as we go through the Gemara, it will become clear, it will become evident that from Ben Tema's standpoint, Chagigas Yedalad basically is now just an attachment, if you will, to the Karban Pesach. In the Gemara inside, we're 9 Amud Aleph. We're starting now at the two dots, four lines from the top of the Amud. Then Chalas L'Shnei Yamim, it's seen for 2 days. Masisim Deloke Ben Tema. Now, our Mishnah doesn't hold like Ben Tema. Why? Titania Ben Tema, Omer Chagigas Abayim Pesach Harei Uke Pesach. The Chagiga that comes with the Karban Pesach, and again, it's a Chagiga Yudalit. It's not the standard Chagiga of Yontif. The Chagiga Yudalit that comes together with the Karban Pesach becomes like the Karban Pesach. It's only eaten for 1 day and 1 night, meaning Erev Yontif. That's the 1 day. Tonight, and that's it. Now, if it's a standard Shlamim, we know the rules by standard Shlamim. You get to eat it for 2 days and the intervening night. But here, according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas Yadalit has to be finished tonight. Why? Because it takes on the identity of the Karban Pesach. The Chagiga Chamishar Sanechal Shnei Yamim V'Lai Lechad. As opposed to the Karban Chagiga, the standard Karban Chagiga, which is brought on Yontif itself. From this point going forward, we're going to call it Chagigas Tezvav. Meaning, in our lexicon, there are going to be two Chagigas that we're going to be speaking about. Chagigas Yadalit, which is going to be most of our conversation this morning, and then Chagigas Tezvav. Chagigas Tezvav, that's the traditional, that's the mitzvah Chagiga, and the Chagigas Yidal is our supplementary meat. So the Gemara says that according to Ben Tema, Chagigas Tezvav, that's a standard shlamim. That's eaten for 2 days. V'chagigas abarasa yotze ba mishum simcha, v'in yotze ba mishum chagiga. Another thing says the Braisa, that let's say Chagigas Yidalid, so Chagigas Yudalid, I can be Yotzei Ba Mishum Simcha. I can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. Now, as I discussed in the beginning of this year today, on Yontif, you have your Olas Riyah, your Karban Chagiga, and you have Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha just simply means I'll bring additional Shlamim so that I could be happy on Yontif. I went too far in the Pasuk. V'samachta b'chagecha. Let's start there. V'samachta b'chagecha, I have to be happy. So the Braisa says is that if I eat my Chagiga on Yontif, that'll fulfill my mitzvah of Simcha, even though I didn't shecht it on Yontif. Now, if you're a little bit confused right now, let me help your confusion. Let me get you to the point of confusion. How are you eating it on Yontif? It's tricky. Meaning, Chagiga's Yidal, remember, this is a Braisa of Ben Tema. Ben Tema says you're shechting on the 14th. And you're eating it till when? Right, tonight. Meaning, you can't eat it tomorrow. So how are you fulfilling your mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif with the Chagigas Yidalid? And maybe you'll argue, well, tonight, isn't there a mitzvah of Simcha tonight? So we're going to learn later this morning. No, there isn't. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Yontif. Okay, so just to confuse you a little bit, and hopefully later on this morning to unconfuse you, but right now to confuse you, it's hard to understand how the Chagigas Yidalid is going to help you fulfill Simcha if you hold like Ben Tema. Now, if you don't hold like Ben Tema, I get it. Meaning because the Chagigas Yidal is eaten for 2 days. Right. So I'll eat it today and I'll eat it tomorrow. And tomorrow is Yontif. And there's a mitzvah of Simcha on the first day of Yontif. Good. So if I don't hold like Ben Tema, I get it. But this Bryce is going like Ben Tema. So it's hard to understand how that's going to happen. How your Chagigas Yidal will help you with the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. Stay tuned, we'll come back to that later this morning. So my time at the Ben Tema. In the meantime, however, the Gemara just asks a general question. Why? Why according to Ben Tema, does the Chagigas Yidal take on the role of your Karban Pesach? So Kedemasni Rav Lechia Berei. So the Gemara quotes a teaching, a brisa, I would say, from Rav to his son, Chia. V'lo yalem boker zev chag ha-pesach. You're not allowed to leave anything over till the morning. Zevachag, zechagiga. Ha Pesach kemashma'o. Two karbanos being mentioned over here. There's the chag and there's the Pesach. The chag is the chagiga, but not the standard chagiga of Yontif. We're talking about the chagigas yidalid. And the chagigas yidalid is equivalent to the Karban Pesach. V'amarachmano lo yalin. And the Torah says you're not allowed to leave it over. So therefore, according to Ben Tema, the amount of time that you have to eat the chagigas yidalid will be the same amount of time as the Karban Pesach. Good. Ibayilahu. And now for the remainder of today's daf. It's very interesting. For the remainder of today's daf, the Gemara is going to basically be asking one question, just in a number of different formulas, a number of different formats, but it's simply one question. This equivalency, according to Ben Tema, how far are you going to take it? To what degree does Ben Tema say that the Chagigas Yidalid is really going to now take on the persona of the Karban Pesach? That's really it.
Like, for example, breaking the bones?
A lot of examples. That's one. That's one of the questions the Gemara is going to ask. Ibailahu lebentemen echal tzli oinu echal tzli. How do you have to prepare your chagigas yedalet? We know by the Kam Pesach only one recipe: roast it. You can't cook it. You have to roast it. So, is the same thing true with chagigas yedalet? Now, regular shlamim, there's no prescribed way of how to cook it. You could cook it whatever you want. You could roast it. You could cook it. You could bake it. You could prepare it any which way you want. Now, Kam Pesach, the Torah is very clear. You have to roast it. So what's the story with Chagiga Yudalit? So Ki Akshay Rechman Al Pesach Lalina Velatzlo is the Hekesh only vis-a-vis the amount of time you can eat it, but not regarding how to prepare it. Odimaloshna, or no. Maybe the Torah also wants us to roast the Chagigas Yudalit. Tashma Halailaza Kulotzli. So we're going to go to the Manishtana. Right? The Manishtana, right, we're all familiar with, get to hear it every year, if by our kids. Different languages. The Halayla Hazeh Kulo Tzli. Remember that question of the Manishtana? No, you don't. Right. Yeah, no. And it's funny. You think you know the Manishtana, and here we're quoting the Manishtana, and you don't know this one. I mean, maybe you do. But I'm saying it's not the Haggadah. Right? It got taken out for a very simple reason. We don't eat the Karm Pesach anymore. But anyway, one of the differences we note between Halayla Hazeh versus Kol Halaylos, Shibachol Halaylos, on all other nights we eat, whether the meat is roasted or whether the meat is cooked. Halayla Hazeh, but this night, Kulot Sli, we only eat roasted meat. Now, that got taken out, and another question got replaced. Okay, so when we get to the 10th parak, we'll see. We know which one got taken out. What is it replaced with? We'll come back to that in about 30 blot from now.
It's not a proof that was only referring to Kol Pesach.
Oh, so the Amar of Chista, that's good. The Amar of Chista Zudiv Reben Teima. Rav Chista says, you know who authored the Manishtana? Or at least our version of the Manishtana? That's Ben Teima. Of course. Because, what do you mean Kulot Sli? Everything is roasted. You could have argued, no, the Karm Pesach is roasted, and the Chagigas Yedal is cooked. The fact that we're saying Kulot Sli, that every piece of meat that goes into my mouth is roasted meat, that obviously follows the position of Ben Teima, Shmamina. So good. So that answers our first question. Chagigas Yedalit has to be roasted, just like the Karm Pesach. Next question. Type of animal. Now the Karm Pesach, although it's a Shlamim, the Torah is very clear. Karm Pesach can only come from Tzon and, Kvasim or Izim. Sheep or goat. That's it. You cannot bring a bakar to Karm Pesach. So, but a chagigas yedalet, which is a regular shlamim, right? Presumably, you could bring from any animal, like a regular shlamim. Bamin and akevos, or in a bamin and akevos. And let's ask a secondary question within this question. And that is the following. Karm Pesach can only come from a male animal. Even though it's a shlamim. Can only come as a male animal. Is that true also with the chagigas yedalet? Meaning, are we only going to limit it to a male animal, despite the fact that the chagigas yedal is really just a shlamim? So, baba sheishanim, or ain't a baba sheishanim? And a third subcategory of this very question is age. Karm Pesach has to be within its first year. Shlamim, not the case. So, over here, our chagigas yedal, can it be a 2-year-old? 2-year-old meaning within its second year. So, can it be a 2-year-old? Or does it have to be a 1-year-old like a Karm Pesach? So again, maybe its connection to the Karm Pesach is vis-a-vis how you eat it. But what it is, maybe it's a regular shlamim, tashma. Chagiga ba min Pesach harei ka Pesach ba min atzom ena ba min abakar ba min azachar ena ba min akevas ba bashnata veino ba bas shtei shanim veino nechalas al yom v'layla veino nechalas al tzli veino nechalas al liminuyav. I have a brisa, and the brisa couldn't say it any clearer. The answer is very simple. It's like the Karm Pesach. It can only come from sheep and goat. It has to be male. It can only be 1 year within its first year of life. It can only be eaten a day and the night after. And it can only be eaten over people who are registered over it. Right? Which by the way, the Gemara didn't even ask, and the Braisa answered. Meaning, just like we register over the Karm Pesach, you got to register over the carbon the Chagigas Yudalit as well. Good question. I don't know. I tend to say yes, but it's a guess on my part. So mancha malay di isle hay svara ben tema. Now the author of the braisa clearly is ben tema. Shmamina kulu milsa beinan. Shmamina. So the Gemara says, good. So now I got most of our bases covered. Meaning, so now according to ben tema, the chagiga sidalid is nearly identical to the Karban Pesach. Okay. One other area of Karban Pesach that we haven't explored yet, and we want to know, are the same rules going to be true by the Chagigas Yudalin? That will be the Gemara's next question. Karban Pesach is an interesting halacha specific to the Karban Pesach. You can't break a bone of the Karban Pesach. Okay, one of the lavin, one of the negative prohibitions associated with the Karban Pesach. We'll talk more about it later in the Masechta. You can't break a bone. And so that means that you can't get to the Maron side. In fact, we learned yesterday's daf, one of the reasons why the Torah requires us to eat the Karban Pesach ala sova while we're mostly full is so that I won't sit there with the Karban Pesach at the end of the meal saying, boy, I'm still hungry. Oh, and you're going to be tempted to break a bone and eat the marrow inside. So, okay. So that's one of the reasons why we suggested yesterday. We didn't suggest anything. Tosa suggested yesterday.
But when the reason you're eating Karban Chagiga is actually to fill you up.
Okay, good. But in other words, according to Ben Tema, it takes on the identity of the Karban Pesach. And so now, question is, and up until this point in time in the Gemara now, on every other halacha, according to Ben Tema, it follows the Karban Pesach. So it's fair to now argue, same story here, that there's going to be an Isser of Shvir Sa'etzim by Chagigas Yedalad. Afagav dechiyak sherechman lepesach hamakra bo bo velo bechagiga, o dilmahai bo bekashe velo bepasa hu da'asa. And maybe we can make the following argument, that maybe not Shvir Sa'etzim, meaning maybe this halacha is specific to Karban Pesach and would not extend to Chagigas Yedalad. And why not? Because the pasuk says, ve'etzem lo sishbaru bo. You're not allowed to break its bone. And maybe the way to understand the pasuk is its bone, as opposed to the bone of another carbon that comes along with it, which would be Chagigas Yedalad. Perhaps that would be the way to understand the pasuk. And maybe by the halach of Shvir Sa'etzem, maybe even according to Ben Tema, it's specific to Karban Pesach and doesn't extend to Chagigas Yedalad.
It was Ben Tema, logic.
Okay, good. I also like logic, by the way, but sometimes, as we've seen time and again...
No, but that's the only reason he would ask a question, because otherwise, why would he ask a question?
Well, he's asking
the same.
I understand that, but the reason to why they ask the question is because of the word bow. With respect to the logic, but that's what seems to be motivating the Gemara.
See, the thing is that inherently, each korban has a different mission.
Okay.
The mission of Korban Chagiga is actually to fill you.
Okay, but I mean, it's easy for us to say, for us to say, you know, the purpose of this and the purpose of this. But I mean, what guides the Gemara is.
But the thing is that the reason they instituted Korban Chagiga was to.
Agreed. I hear your point. I understand your point. But the Gemara is asking because of the word bow. Okay, that's the simplicity of the Gemara. So the Gemara now is going to answer. Now this answer of the Gemara is going to be complex. Meaning, we're going to quote a Mishnah. Let's before we get lost in the Mishnah Shkalim, which we're about to do. Okay, no promises. Okay, I'll try to navigate us through the Mishnah Shkalim. But before we do that, just let's understand. The question on the table is: we have a Karban Pesach together with the Chagigas Yedalad. We have this opinion of Ben Tema. He says they're basically the same. The Chagigas Yedalad takes on, even though it's a regular shlamim, takes on the persona of the Karban Pesach, and therefore all the rules by Karban Pesach are going to apply by Chagigas Yedalad. And right now, the only rule left standing, which may be specific to the Karban Pesach, is this halach of etzem lo sish berubo, shviras ha-etzem, which may be specific to the Karban Pesach, even according to Ben Tema. And now the question is, yes or no? Meaning, does this halach of shviras ha-etzem apply to the Chagigas Yedalad, according to Ben Tema? Okay, and now, a Mishnah in Shkalim. It's our next Masechta, so let's, you know, it's like it's a, we're double dipping right now. We're learning right now, and we're preparing for the next Masechta. The Mishnah Shkalim goes like this: I fight a knife in Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan. Okay, right, which I guess makes sense. Meaning, you know, there right could be millions of people there, and somebody dropped a knife. Now I understand. By the way, you should find its owner. Okay, and there's an aveda issue as well. Hashava's aveda, but the Mishnah Shkalim is just focused on one thing and one thing only. Can I use it? Meaning. Is it tame or is it tahor? So the assumption is it's Tahor. And why is that the assumption? Very easy. Because remember, the Jewish people are all in Yerushalayim for one purpose, to bring the Karban Pesach. So that means that you know that you need to be prepared, your kelim need to be prepared. So when you pick up a knife on the 14th day of Nisan in Yerushalayim, even though generally speaking it's a suffix, I don't know, it's Tameh, it's Tahor, but because of the context of where we are and when we are, the assumption is it's Tahor. So you pick up the knife, you use the knife, says the Mishnah Shkalim. Sakin Shanim says, Barabasar Shochet Bamiyad. You can check with it right away. Bishlosha Asar, however, let's back up one day in the calendar. You didn't find it on the 14th day of Nisan, you found it on the 13th day of Nisan. Now you don't know. Because think of it, what was the owner thinking? The owner was thinking, Atovel today. And he didn't get a chance to do so yet. But why on the 14th is that not an option? For a very simple reason.
Not enough time.
Because in order to get through a Tahara, you need to tovel the kli, you have to wait till the nighttime. Erev Shemesh, just like a person. So therefore, if you find it on the 13th, there's a legitimate question of, is it Tamir or is it Tahor? Once you find it on the 14th, the default assumption is, it's fine. So the Mishnah Shkalim says, Bishlosha Asar Shono Matpil. Now, kupitz, bein bazeh, shona matpil. Now, if it's a cleaver, now the purpose of the cleaver is to break bone. If it's a cleaver, I always need to tovel it, whether I find it on the 13th or whether I find it on the 14th. Because no one's going to need the cleaver on the 14th day of Nisan. Now, money. Who is the author of this Mishnah Shkalim? Now, according to the Chachamim, I'll need the cleaver. Because you're right, I won't be breaking the bone of the Karban Pesach, but I'll be breaking the bone of Chagigas Yedalad. So according to the Chachamim, I don't see a difference between a knife and a cleaver. Just like I'll need a knife to shech the animal, I'll also need a cleaver to break the bone. Elav de Ben Tema. So the author of the Mishnah is Ben Tema. It's great. Ben Tema like comes up in every Mishnah. Manishtana, Ben Tema. The Mishnah Shkalim, Ben Tema. And now, Shmamina, Yesh Ba Mishim Shvir Sa'etzim. And what's the conclusion? Pretty reasonable conclusion. I don't need the cleaver. Because it doesn't matter what I'm shechting on the 14th day of Nisan, I can't break the bone of it. And so now, our question. Can I break the bone of the Chagigas Yidal according to Ben Tema? No. Just like the Karban Pesach. You could argue, and the Gemara is going to argue, so let's give it a moment. So, lo, 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 Rabbanu Kagon Shabbat Shabbos. The Gemara says, no. What we could say is the Mishnah Shkalim is talking about on Shabbos, and as we discussed before, and we're going to be discussing later this morning, I don't bring Chagigas Yedalid when the 14th day comes out on Shabbos. V'ahamidik tani sefer chalar v'asar liyos v'shabbos shochet b'miyad u'v'chamisha asar shochet b'miyad nimtza kupitz k'shur l'sakan hari k'sakan. Now, the Gemara says that's a difficult pshat because just read ahead in the Mishnah Shkalim. And if you read ahead, you'll see the next point of the Mishnah is, and what if the 14th falls on Shabbos? Which is obviously means that everything prior to that point in the Mishnah was talking about when the 14th didn't fall on Shabbos. Okay, Michlal de Reisha, La B'Shabbos Askinan. So the Gemara says, so that was a nice suggestion, but it's not working. It's not going to work in the Mishnah. Ve'ela Sheba B'Merubah. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we can argue that what the Mishnah Shkalim is talking about a scenario where there's a lot of meat. And it's a small group. And so therefore, we're not going to need the Chagigas Yedalin. So the Gemara says, Mena Yadai, well, how do you know? Meaning, in anticipation of Erev Pesach, we're not going to just simply assume that we're going to be a small group. The whole situation becomes a very fluid state. People join the Chabura, people leave the Chabura. So it's hard to imagine that, oh, we're just going to assume we don't need the cleaver. Because we're not going to bring a Chagigas Yedalin.
What's the purpose of the cleaver in that case?
That's exactly the point. Meaning, because you don't need the cleaver, so we're not going to tovel on the mikvah. And that's the difference between a knife and a cleaver. A knife we're always going to need, but this particular year we don't need the cleaver because we're a small crowd. To which the Gemara says, yeah, but how do you know? That's a lot of speculation. It's too much speculation. So the Gemara suggests now, okay, you know what we could say? The Mishnah Shkalim is talking about where the Karban Pesach is coming in the state of Tumah. Again, that's already Dochik, meaning we're already forcing an answer into that Mishnah Shkalim. Meaning we have a very generic Mishnah Shkalim. Oh, It's talking specifically about a year where Karban Pesach is coming in a state of Tumah. We're not bringing the Chagigas Yedalin. That's why the cleaver hasn't been toveled.
Do you care about your knife if you're not?
So, okay. So, sof mina yaday. So the Gemara says, okay, but first of all, really? Everyone's planning for Pesach to come to Tumah? It kind of just happens. Meaning, remember, for Pesach to come to Tumah, I need the majority of the Jewish people to become Tameh. It's not something you really plan for. Okay? So the Gemara says, no. In this particular case, we can plan for it. So the Mis Nasi. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah Shkalim is talking about where the Nasi died. Again, now we're really, I mean, if you think about what we're doing to that Mishnah Shkalim, that poor Mishnah Shkalim. Right, it's a year where we're bringing Pesach B'Tumah, and it's specifically talking about a case where the Nasi died. And just wait. In other words, it's we're really gonna limit that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amos. Now, when did the Nasi die? Now, first of all, the halach is when the Nasi dies, we all have an obligation to attend the funeral. Every Jew. So Amos Elam and Demis B'Shal Shasar. So the Gemara says, did he die on the 13th day of Nisan? So Sakan Lamali Demit Balei. So the Gemara says, so no one's toveling anything, meaning we know that this year Karban Pesach is going to be brought in a state of Tumah. So no one would make any trouble whatsoever, any effort whatsoever to tovel anything.
How is he going to transmit Tumah to the entire population?
Well, the assumption is, that question did bother me. The assumption is that everyone's going to become Tumah, I guess, walking through the cemetery. But you're right. In other words, for him to transmit Tumah, we have to be under the same roof as him. Hard to imagine everyone's doing that, but okay. I had the same issue. The Ela de Mispa Arba'asar. So the Gemara says, well, the Nasi died on the 14th day of Nisan. So Mashna is talking to Matbil. Mashna kubitzalom Matbil. La. So the Gemara says, okay. So, but I'm still not following. So in other words, so the assumption is everyone told with their knife, but not everyone told with their cleaver. So lo tzricha de Nasi go says b'shoshasar. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what that Mishnah Shkalim is talking about? Where the Nasi was dying. Not died, but dying. In other words, on the 13th day of Nisan, the Nasi is now Goses. Okay? Unfortunately, on the way out. But not dead yet. Suck in the Chatz Feka Matpala, Kupitz the Trace Feka La Matpala. Now, when it comes to the knife, I may or might not need this knife tovled. You know what? Just in case. I'll tovel it. But the cleaver, what's the average person going to think? In other words, I may not need to tovel anything. And even the cleaver, even if the Nasi doesn't die, I may not even need the cleaver. I mean, the cleaver is only there for the Chagigas Yedalad, which may be brought, may not be brought. Even if the Nasi doesn't die, it could very well be that we'll have enough Karban Pesach for everybody. So you know what? I won't go through the trouble of toveling the cleaver. So maybe the Mishnah Shkalim, maybe the Mishnah Shkalim is, we're talking about a case where the Pesach is brought in the state of Tumah, and the Nasi is dying, and I'm sorry, we think it's going to be brought in the state of Tumah, because the Nasi is dying, he's actually not dead, on the 13th day of Nisan, he's dying, and so therefore, what we could formulate is an argument that, well, people will, even though we don't know if Pesach is going to be brought in Tumah or not, people will spend the trouble of toveling their knives, because you may need it tomorrow in a state of Tahara, but the cleaver, no one's going to tovel it. And that's why the Mishnah Shkalim says it matters whether I pick up a knife on the 14th versus I pick up a cleaver, and it doesn't necessarily support our assertion that Ben Tema prohibits you from cutting any bones. Okay. If you've been with the Gemara long enough, you know, what we just basically did is we deflected. Meaning, the Pashtus is that the Mishnah Shkalim is not talking about that scenario that we just painted. But we did all that just to deflect the proof. Meaning, whenever the Gemara is trying to bring a proof, it's trying to bring a absolute bona fide proof. And if we could deflect it, even though what we did over here was really, I mean, a lot of mental gymnastics, but if we can deflect it somehow, so the Gemara says, we'll deflect the proof. Okay, Tanya Yehuda ben Dortai Piresh. Who v'Dortai beno?
Still continue the question?
No, I'm sorry. I should have made that point clear. No, you're right. Okay, done, question over.
No answer.
Okay, so to ben Tema, the Karban Pesach, sorry, the Chagigas Yedal is just like the Karban Pesach regarding most every halacha, maybe not Shvir Satsim. And we'll get to in just a moment, maybe not another halacha as well, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Tanya, we learned the following brisa. Yehuda ben Dortai Pirish, Huva Dortai Beno. Yehuda ben Dortai had it with the Jewish people. Okay. And so therefore, what did he do? He moved away. Okay. I met one or two people like that in my life. So and he moved away, him together with his son, V'halach v'yashal b'darim. And he went all the way to the south. Okay, we don't know how far down, but he went down to the south. Amar im yavo aliyal v'yom alehem li'Yisrael. Now, why did he get so fed up with the Jewish people? Because he thought to himself, they're crazy. Why? Because v'yom alehem li'Yisrael, mimnei malo chagaktim chagika v'shabis, mahin omrim. Because look, I'm telling you that when 14th day falls on Nisan, so we know the Karm Pesach overrides Shabbos. Right? I'm sorry, did I say it correctly? I'm just trying to listen to myself now. The 14th day falls out on Shabbos. Okay? Now we know the Karm Pesach is brought. Okay, that's what we've been discussing since the beginning of the sixth parak. What about the Chagigas Yedalet? Well, the Mishnah taught us. It's not brought. And this is where he disagreed. And this is where he said, that's crazy. Of course you bring the Chagigas Yedalet on Shabbos. Right? Isn't the Chagigas Yedalet basically an attachment to the Karm Pesach? And if I'm going to bring the Karm Pesach, I'm going to bring the Chagigas Yedalet as well. Now that's his position. And no one took his position. I want to be clear about that. Nobody took his position. And he took his son and he said, son, let's get out of here. These Jews don't know what they're doing. Okay? Pretty much. Pretty much. We'll judge him in just a moment. But and I'll get to that point in just a moment. They're not going to have an answer for Eliyahu Hanavi because he's going to come and he's going to tell them, "You're not offering the chagigas Yudal and Shabbos. Then what's your justification?" And I know, he says, that they're not going to have a justification.
Why wouldn't we lo bashmai? Why wouldn't the majority rule over Eliyahu Hanavi?
Right. So he feels he just felt. I mean, good. The Gemara is going to try to justify his position in just a moment. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to end up saying he's out of the box. He's out of the pale. He's off the reservation, as I sometimes like to say. But in the meantime, however, the Gemara is just giving us what his thought process is. So Omrim lo tameni ashe gedol edosh ma ve'avtai shein chachamim gedolim v'dashanim gedolim v'lo amr lam Yisrael chagiga dochas ha-shabbos. And you have Jewish leaders like Shmai ve'avtayon over these last couple of days in the daf, by the way. Wow. they've had a rough time. But the Shmai ve'avtayon, the Jewish leaders, the leaders of the Jewish people, and they're there and they're not saying anything? I don't understand. Okay. So Amara, okay, good. That's his assertion. Okay. Now, before we go any further in the Gemara, let's make now an observation with Phil, which Phil already just made and Ben made, and that's the following. Is this such a crazy thought that the Chagigas Yedalet is going to override the Shabbos? Now, we know the Mishnah says it doesn't. And we know that's a halacha. But is it such a crazy thought, meaning let's talk about what we've been talking about since the beginning of today's daf, which is Shitas Ben Tema. Ben Tema says that the Chagigas Yedalet takes on the persona of the Karban Pesach. And our only point of deviation so far has been the halach of Shvi'ir Sa'etzem. Maybe that's the only point. But otherwise, it takes on all the rules of the Karban Pesach. Can't you make a simple suggestion that according to Ben Tema, just like the Karban Pesach overrides the Shabbos, the Chagigas Yedalet is also going to override the Shabbos? So Tosfos over here, the first one, the long one on the Amud. So he contends that even according to Ben Tema, this is not up for discussion. Meaning that we'll make a connection as a limitation of the Chagigas Yedalet, but in no way, shape, or form are we going to say now that because the Chagigas Yedalet looks like the Karm Pesach, behaves like the Karm Pesach, smells like the Karm Pesach, is to be cooked like the Karm Pesach, but in no way are we going to say that it's going to override the Shabbos, meaning as a restriction, yes, but as a heter, an allowance to offer, meaning that is not even up for a discussion. That's how Tosos understands this. And now, there's more to Tosos, and I'm giving you a snippet of Tosos, but that's basically how he understands how this discussion is working. That not even according to Ben Tema are we going to say that the Chagigas Gedalet is going to override the Shabbos. This opinion of Ben Dortai is like literally off the reservation.
Can I show you?
Yes.
Does anyone argue that the...
I mean, it facilitates it, you know, it satiates, but a machshir, no. That kind of terminology.
Preparation for.
Yeah, yes. Yes, which again, this is why this Ben Dor Tai is saying you always got to bring it, even if it falls on Shabbos. Good. So the Gemara is now, here's an interesting part of this discussion. Amar Rav, we're back to the Gemara. Amar Rav, my time of the Ben Dor Tai. Well, what's his reasoning? Now it is a difficult pasuk in Parshas Re'eh because the pasuk describes the Karban Pesach tzonu vakar, sheep and cattle. You're right. You know it's a difficult pasuk, right? Karban Pesach only comes from sheep. V'haloin Pesach ala mina kvasim mina izim elat tzon ze Pesach bakar zuchagiga. Okay, that's the thought process of Ben Dor Tai. Now, mind you, by the way, it's difficult. Meaning, Chagigas Yedalet is not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's there to supplement. Furthermore, if I could just poke a couple of holes over here, meaning, even according to Ben Tema, remember, the Ben Tema says that your Chagigas Yedalet can only come from sheep and goat. It can't come from cattle. So to say that when the Torah talks about Bakar and it's talking about the Chagigas Yedalin, hard to imagine. Okay, anyway. So I'm Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, V'anan taima deprushim neko v'nifresh? Rav Ashi says, what are we doing over here? We're legitimizing a position that really should not be legitimized? Meaning he calls him a parish. Now it's interesting, most of the time when we say prushim, historically, we're talking about the traditionalists. Right, but here, in the context of this Gemara, it's clear that's not what it means. In the context of this Gemara over here, what Prusha means are separatists. Rebels, basically. Right, going rogue. Right. So, this Ben Dor Tai moved his family to the south. He's taking a position that is indefensible, and you're defending it? Right? Alakra, now as far as the Pasuk is concerned, we know what to do with the Pasuk. Lichad Rav Nachman, who da'asad Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Abaravu, Minayin Lamosa Pesach, Shekar Shlamim, leftover Karban Pesach, leftover meaning not after it was shechted, meaning the animal itself, for whatever reason, was not used, and now it's no longer the 14th day of Nisan. We've talked about this already a number of times. It converts to a Shlamim. How do I know that? Shenemar, that's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. V'zavach the pesach l'shem elokecha tzon avakar, v'chi pesach min abakar ba'va lo ein pesach ba'ala min akvasim min ha'izim, ela mosra pesach yehei ledavar haba min atzon min abakar. That's what we do with that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The cattle reference over there is talking about how the Karban Pesach converts to something which comes from tzon abakar, which is the Karban Shlamim. Okay, now v'rabbanan my time lo dachi Shabbos havad de karban sibur hu. So the Gemara now wonders, well, why not? Why doesn't it override the Shabbos? The Rashi over here points out that the Gemara just made a shift in discussion, meaning that up until now we were talking about the Chagigas Yedalin. From this point going forward now, we're talking about the Chagigas Tezvav. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes over here, Amaylo Dachi Shabbos, V'afilu Chagigas Chamisha Asar Havad Dekarben Tzibohu, Da'asi Bechinufya, Ki Pesach V'zman Kavuala. Rashi points out over here, we're shifting on our discussion. And I know, you didn't see that in the Gemara. Without Rashi, Gemara gets a little confusing, which is why we need Rashi. But I'm saying, so now, we're talking about the Chagigas Tezvav. It's gonna be brought on Yontif. But not when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and the Gemara now just wonders, well, why not? Shouldn't it override the Shabbos? Meaning, let's think about what overrides the Shabbos. If it's a carbon seaboard, if it has a calendaric date, and the Torah says to bring it on that calendaric date. So if you have that, so then it's going to override the Shabbos. The Chagiga has that.
What is the Rabbi who said it's not the Shabbos?
Meaning it's not. In other words, it's brought on Yom Tov, it's brought on Chol HaMoed, but it's not brought on Shabbos. Well, the Gemara is now asking, why not? The Gemara right here. Where has it been established that the Gemara gets to ask? Okay, that's a good question. I'm not sure if I have the answer right now. Okay, so Elam Mishum Rav Yehuda Ben Safra Amakrav Echagosem Oso Chag LaShem Shivas Yamim b'shana sorry v'chagav samoso Chag LaShem Shivas Yamim b'shana Shiva Shmona sorry Shiva Yamim b'shana. Thank you. Shiva Shmona Havu. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Now the assumption is we're talking about Sukkos, which has 8 days. So Shmona Havu Ela Mikan LaChagiga Sheina Dochas HaShabbos. So that means on a standard Sukkos Yontif, where you have 8 days, Shabbos is somewhere in the middle, so therefore 8 gets reduced down to 7. So that means the Chagiga comes 7 of those 8 days. Now maybe some of you are thinking about this question. Ki asa Rav and Amar, Amar Tlifnei Rabosa, Pamim Shiyata Motze, Elashisha. Ki Gon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Shechag B'Shabbos. Sometimes, right, Sukkot will have 2 Shabbosim. And so that'll mean then that you only have 7 days. I'm sorry.
6 days.
Sorry about my math. 6 days of Chagiga, mm-hmm. Not 7. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says to him, Avin Tichla, Lema Ki Hamilsa, Shmona L'Mashkach La Kla. Shiva is a Barov Shanim. Now, first of all, I will address for just a moment. Right.
Not Barov.
Okay, the. Right.
Closer.
Right. Okay, good. Good. So first let me just address the point, and then I'll address the name calling. But the point of the answer is, look, most years it's 7. Meaning, 7 is going to be a standard. There will always be, or I should not always.
It could be 6 also.
Most of the time it's going to be 7. You're right. On occasion it'll be 6. But most of the time it's 7, never 8. That's the answer. He does call him Oven Tichla, and if you take a look at Rashi, you'll see this terminology being expressed every now and then in the Gemara, Kovers Banav Haya, meaning that Ravin buried his sons. And so then he was given this nickname. It does not sound like a good nickname. And I always, in other words, I'm always put in the defensive, not always. I sometimes feel like I'm put in the defensive because we know that the Gemara is very clear about name calling and assigning a nickname to somebody, and especially if it's not flattering. And you could read the Rambam about Kinu Yishem, about assigning a nickname to anybody. And meanwhile, the Gemara over here has what seems to be just a very unflattering nickname to Ravin. Avin Tichla, Avin, the one who buries his sons. Meaning, unfortunately, he lost his sons. So hard to understand, very hard to understand. I don't have really a good explanation right now as to why that's the name he was called. Now, granted, by the way, his point was being dismissed, but even still, though, the Avin Tichla, it's hard to understand how that, you know, how that passes. But I'm sure it's defensible. You know, it needs more discussion. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Lazar. Okay, now there was a point that we made earlier, which I pointed out. It's a difficult point, but it was a point we made earlier, and that's the following. We have this thing called simcha, that on Yontif you have to be happy, and that is accomplished through the eating of meat of a carbon shlamim. Okay. And that's on Yontif. And that's in addition to the Olas Re'i, and that's in addition to the carbon chagiga. Can I do the following? Can I shech the shlamim before Yontif? Now, shlamim, you get 2 days to eat it. And can I eat the meat of the shlamim on Yontif as shami simcha? Can I do that, yes or no? So the Gemara is going to say yes and no. Meaning, it's a machlokas. So the Amar Ula Amar Rebbe Elazar. So opinion number one brought to us from, in the name of Ula, quoting Rebbe Elazar. Shlomim sheshach l'merav yontav, if I have a carbon shlomim that I shech l'merav yontav, eno yotze behem lo mishum simcha v'lo mishum chagiga. You can't fulfill your mitzvah of simcha. You can't fulfill chagiga. Now chagiga is a no-brainer. Mishum simcha dichsev. I'm sorry. First, we'll start with simcha, and then we'll get to chagiga. Chagiga is really the no-brainer. Mishum simcha dichsev v'zavachta v'samachta be'inan zvicha b'shat simcha v'leka. Now, as far as simcha is concerned, there is a requirement that even though the mitzvah is to eat, but the zvicha also has to come at that same time. Mishum chagiga havidavish bechov v'chol davish bechov ein ba elam minachulin. Now, as far as chagiga is concerned, for sure, because the chagiga is an obligation. Everyone is obligated to bring the carbon chagiga. You cannot double dip. You cannot bring a chagiga on something that was already an obligation. So, the chol davar shebechova eino ba ela min achulin. It has to come from chulin. So therefore, it has to come on yontif from a chulin animal. So lema misayele. Now, good. So, but it's the first point, however, that really is gonna be debatable. Meaning the shamei simcha, why not? Isn't the mitzvah just to be sameach, to be happy? And if I'm eating the meat of a shlamim, on yantav, I'm happy. So why not? So the Gemara says, well, maybe this will help us out. Lema misayele, we're on the top of ayin aleph. Amr aleph, ayitach sameach l'rabas le'le yantav arachon l'simcha. Now, 8 days of Sukkos. Okay, I'm going to give you a really easy way to remember today's daf. Today's daf is ayin aleph. It's the 71st daf in Psachim. We know how many karbanos are brought over the course of Sukkos? 70. Well, how many parim are brought on Shmini Atzeres? 1. The 70 reflects the other nations, and the 1 that's brought on Shmini Atzeres, that reflects Am Yisrael. Okay, that's the you'll see that we'll see that together in the Gemara, in the end of Gemara Sukkah. So today's 71st daf of Psachim. Okay, it's 71, meaning Shmini Atzeres. Now, the halacha goes like this. We know Vehaisa Ach Sameach, familiar with the pasuk. We get to sing it every Yontif. So that means that in addition to the 7 days of Sukkos, there's more simcha to be had. Where? Shmini Atzeres. So Ach Sameach Leile Yom Tov HaAcharon, the last day of Sukkos. I know I'm going to say Sukkos, but I'm really referring to Shmini Atzeres. Aweinu Elalel Yom Tov HaRishon. Maybe it's the first night. Meaning, why not make the following argument? We know that there's additional simcha to be had, so maybe the first night of Yontif, where that's the night where we all run to our sukkahs and pray that it doesn't rain. Okay, in other words, maybe then there's a mitzvah of simcha. Now, how are we going to do simcha? When are we going to bring the karban? Obviously, Erev Yontif. But that's not a Yontif day. Tamalomer, Ach Samech, Chalak. Sorry, Ach Chalak. So the Ach divides. And the Ach says no. Not the first night, but rather the last night. The night of Shmini Atzeres. That's when there's an additional mitzvah of simcha. Okay. Now, that's the halacha. Which, by the way, that's the halacha. Meaning that the mitzvah of simcha is all 7 days of Sukkos and the eighth day as well. That's Vehayisa Ach Samech. Not the first night. Which is interesting, by the way, because to us, that's like the first night of Yontif. Like, oh, exciting. And meanwhile, meaning, you know, we'll eat in the sukkah, it'll be great, but there's no mitzvah of simcha. You know, specific to the eating of the karban shlamim. Now the question is, but why not? So my time, la mishum de'ein la bamei yismach. So we're going to go back to what Rabbi Lazar says. The reason why is because it's a pragmatic issue. Even if I shecht the shlamim on Erev Yontif, I cannot use that for my mitzvah of simcha, for my shalom of simcha. Because it has to be a shalom that's shechted on Yontif itself. Now, what are you going to tell me? Shecht the night? There is no shechting at night. Okay, so that's a very simple explanation in terms of why. The Gemara says, lo. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't have to be the explanation. We can give another explanation. Kiditani taima marit l'rabba leila yom tov achron, lohotzi leila yom tov rishon, marbani leila yom tov achron, she'en simcha l'fanav, omotzi ani leila yom tov rishon, she'en simcha l'fanav. Gemara says we could give just another explanation, a really simple explanation, and that would be hamshacha, a continuation. Meaning, the first night is not a continuation of anything. We didn't start the simcha yet. But now that we have 7 days of simcha, and now it continues, the simcha continues into the eighth day. Now we go back to the Braisa where we started our morning. And the Braisa was according to Ben Tema, where he says that the Chagigas Yedalid you could use for your mitzvah of simcha. So the Gemara says, now how are you going to do that? That's the Chagigas Yedalid. You shecht on the 14th. So Amar Avi Debaravin Sheikev V'Shachta. So the Gemara says you didn't shecht on the 14th. You set it aside for the 14th. Turns out you didn't need it, so it got pushed off to the 15th. So Amar Avashi Hachinami Mistaber. Now Rav Ashi says that's correct, and not only is that correct, that solves our problem. What was the problem that we raised on Amar Aleph? Dilo Tema Hachinamasi Saman Katanila Ben Tema. Because look. What was our riddle that we started off our morning with? The author of that braisa was Ben Tema. And Ben Tema, Pasa La Belina. And according to Ben Tema, Right, it's not. So you're not going to be able to eat it tomorrow morning because Ben Tema says just like the Karn Pesach becomes puzzle by the end of the night or by the middle of the night, whether he follows like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah or like the Chachamim. But in other words, by tomorrow morning it's done. Same thing is true with the Chagigas Yedalit. How are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha with the Chagigas Yedalit the next day? Shmamina. So you see. Perfect. It must be that wasn't Shechtan and Chagigas Yedalad, but rather was Shechtan on Tesvav. It was just left over. One more point. We finished for today. Mesiv Rava Alav Simcha Shmona. Simchas for 8 days, says the Mishnah in Sukkah. V'iyamar b'inan zvicha b'shat simcha hazim n'sigin d'lo mishkach halayel l'shiva. K'gon shechal yom tov rishon li'os b'shabbos. What happens when day one of Sukkot falls down on Shabbos? So that means that day I'm not offering a Chagigah. There's no simcha. I'm sorry. I'm not offering shalmi simcha. There's no simcha, and I can't just simply offer shalmi the day prior and eat the second day today on the first day because according to Rabbi Lozer, it's not going to work. So I'm Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yehuda, Misamcha B'Sir Eregalim. So a suggestion of the Gemara: the goats on every yontif there are goats part of the musaf, which are carbon chatas. The Gemara says, that's some suggestion. First of all, it's eaten raw. You offer the chatas, you can't cook it. So that's, and number two, v'simcha b'chai leika, v'od kohanim ochlim v'yisrael b'mes mechim. Point number two, only the kohanim are eating it. Not the Israelim. El amar papa, misamcha b'ksus nikia v'yan yashan. So, answer number two, new clothing, old wine, in other words, other ways to achieve, to arrive at the point of Simcha, but you're right though, in other words, but on when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, there's no Shami Simcha, that point is well taken. Okay, so that, to the question of, can I eat Karban Shlamim of day two on the first day of Yantuf and fulfill my mitzvah Shami Simcha? Right now the answer is no. Tomorrow, when we start again, we're gonna say yes. Okay. But right now, the conclusion for today is no. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.